Some thoughts on Good Friday, based on the work of Bill Lawrence, Professor Emeritus of Dallas Theological Seminary. A passionate prayer, a traitorous arrest, a trumped-up charge, a false trial, lying witnesses, a denying disciple, washed hands, unrighteous remorse, a place called Skull, a remote crossroads of the world, between two thieves, sneering rulers, scoffing bystanders, abusive soldiers, insensitive crucifiers, a repentant robber, a new mother and her new son, weeping women, a worshipping centurion, 3 hours of darkness, the earth shakes, some living dead, a criminal's cross, a sealed stone, salvation. Salvation? How can the salvation of all mankind happen in this way, in this inglorious way? How can this be, that all the sins of all who have ever lived, or are living, or will live, are paid for on a criminal's cross? Aren't criminals most in need of forgiveness? Can criminals even be forgiven? How can a man who hung on a criminal's cross pay for all the sin of all the people? And in Jerusalem, of all places, why not Rome, the political capital of the world? Or Athens, the cultural capital of the world? Or Alexandria, the educational capital of the world? Or Ephesus, one of the economic capitals of the world? Or Corinth, certainly one of the sin capitals of the world? Yes, that's it. Why wasn't sin paid for in one of the greatest sin centers of history? It just doesn't make sense. How can this Friday be good? How could salvation happen in this way? No blaring trumpets, no glorious angels, no parades of power and purity. Just another Friday crucifixion in the ancient Roman Empire. Excruciatingly painful, but almost routine for the Roman soldiers. Just one more criminal to throw on the trash heap of history, and off we go for a few drinks and a good time of gaming. Yet, salvation did come this way. Yes, it did. God had worked for thousands of years to provide his salvation. First there was creation, then rebellion, and then rejection, banishment, separation. We were cut off from God and life. But that's when God began the redemption process. First with promises, then with prophecies, and all with purpose. The purpose of demonstrating his power through his weakness, as he kept his promises and fulfilled his prophecies. His son became one of us. His son became his slave, his sacrifice, our Savior, and in Jerusalem. God loves weakness, because weakness is the greatest way he can show his power. How can an ordinary man who isn't even worthy of a second look become our Savior? But he did, through the power of God's weakness in Jerusalem. How can Jerusalem become the place of salvation? Jerusalem was a world capital in the ancient Roman Empire. One of the greatest structures of all, Herod's temple, was in Jerusalem. The city was a spiritual capital in the empire. But Jerusalem was different from the other world capitals. It was quirkish, lavish in its own way, but certainly not in the Roman way. Jerusalem was really a weak world capital, crushed under the Roman heel. But God had made Jerusalem the center of his salvation purposes, the place where his promises would be fulfilled. An unlikely place, populated by some very unlikely people. How very much like God to do this. This is my salvation, my deliverance, my eternal life, started on earth and slated to last forever. And again, I must ask, how can this be? We've heard the words from Luke's Gospel, the amazing, the ever-moving Good Friday and Easter story. There's no place for clever theology. The reaction that I have to it is just simply marvel at how this could happen. But yet it did. And to what great purpose. And so the only reaction is to turn to God, to turn to Christ in faith. And so I ask you to join me in the acclamation of faith, which you find on page 3. Please stand. We say together in faith, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We believe in God the Father, who created all things, for by his will they were created and have their being. We believe in God the Son, who was slain for us with his blood. He purchased us for God from every tribe and language, from every people and nation. We believe in God the Holy Spirit. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.